Sarvasurvan Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. So you were asking one time about the history of the relationship between Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj. To talk about that. So there's a very nice account given of that relationship on the internet called Our Affectionate Guardians. I thought we would read from that today. Give you some idea of that really very beautiful relationship they had. I can go to the introduction first, start from there. This actually was composed by, I think it was Vishnu Swami, and probably Vishnu Swami and Nisringa Maharaj, Bhakti Gaurava Nisringa. But it's taken from different sections of various references. Letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to Srimati Murarji, 1976, begins, devotees always offer respect to everyone. When there's discussion on a point of Shastra, they do not observe the usual etiquette, Satyam Bruyat, Priyam Bruyat. They speak only the Satyam, although it may not necessarily be Priyam or palatable. Prabhupada's letter to Srimati Maharaji, 7 August 1976. So before reading this, we ask our readers to reflect on the nature of the devotee's quest in this material world. We are interested in the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, therefore, we must fearlessly pursue him, no matter what the consequences. Let us approach the supreme absolute truth with an unbiased mind, so that we may certainly find him. We will not find the truth if we don't want to find it. A major portion of this book, chapters 1 through 5, was originally prepared for presentation to the 1995 International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON Governing Body Commission, GBC, meeting in Mayapur. Although we felt that there was little scope for the reconciliation of our two societies, we nevertheless took the invitation of the ISKCON GBC to meet with the Gaudiya Vaishnava Society as an impetus to clarify many misunderstandings. Indeed, we found reconciliation difficult, if not impossible, on an official level. Therefore, we have undertaken the writing of this book in an attempt to reconcile with the devotees on an unofficial level. We hope that it is appreciated by thoughtful-minded devotees. Herein we have presented portions of relevant conversations, letters, and other verifiable evidence to substantiate our belief that Srila Sridhar Maharaj as well as Srila Prabhupada are our affectionate guardians. Doing so brings many truths regarding the intimate relationship between Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj to the attention of the devotees in general, and in particular, to the attention of those who have at one time or another been associated with ISKCON. We hope that this will diminish the ongoing offensive and intolerable attitudes that we observe in many devotees around the world, and help relieve them of the effects of these attitudes by causing a change of heart. It is not our intention to force Srila Sridhar Maharaj on anyone, nor are we trying to disturb the ISKCON devotees. We simply feel very strongly that the enlightening and previously unknown to many facts contained within this book will serve to clarify the past, present, and future misunderstandings on this subject. This will help clear the air of the predominantly offensive attitude toward Srila Sridhar Maharaj and help devotees relieve themselves from offenses they may have committed, and also provide welcome and needed encouragement for the devotional lives of many. The form of this book is continuously evolving as per the suggestions of many similarly concerned devotee friends. Almost unanimously, they have advised that we tell it like it is, so please forgive us in the process if we offend anyone. Our aim is not to spew out a tirade of angry accusations mixed haphazardly with inappropriate Shastra quotations, as we have seen in some publications, but rather to present the truth such that it will stand the test of time. We felt that it was necessary to document specific incidences so that our readers would have a criterion for understanding why we came to the conclusions that we did. In doing this, almost names have been left out whenever unpleasant events are mentioned. Although some would rather let the past rest, we felt that misinformation about what really happened was causing devotees to continue to commit aparadha into the present. Thus, we felt that we had a duty to carry out, and to neglect it would be an offense to Mahaprabhu. Also, as stated, in Perfection of Yoga, a real sadhu is one who uses sharp words to cut the mind from its attachments. And many have grown accustomed to an offensive attitude towards Srila Sridhar Maharaj. It is high time to tell the story and clarify this once and for all. We do not feel that we are airing our dirty laundry in public, but clarifying the many misconceptions already manifest and providing a truthful explanation of previously misconstrued information and improper propaganda. We feel strongly that the elucidation of many points of Siddhanta by Srila Sridhar Maharaj has been an absolute necessity in our evolving spiritual lives. Our gain is immeasurable. Many of these points were drawn out by force of great need at the time of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. The intense searching and questioning of the devotees at that time drew down such mercy that even disciples of Srila Sridhar Maharaj for 40 years said that they were hearing things that they had never heard before. Also, much Siddhanta was given by Srila Prabhupada in seed form, and not having the adhikari to figure it out on our own, we find that many times we need the help of more highly situated Vaishnava. Innumerable quotes by Srila Prabhupada and Shastra overwhelmingly support the conviction of seeking proper answers by higher association. We are firmly situated in the conviction that the instructions of Srila Sridhar Maharaj are God-sent and are an invaluable asset in the evolving and precarious spiritual lives of the disciples and grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Mahajano Yena Katasa Panta. Further, we see in our scrutiny of the receiving instruction of the transcripts of the meetings of the ISKCON GBC members with Srila Sridhar Maharaj that at the time of receiving all the stalwarts were genuinely appreciative and time again responded very clear. This went on for several years. We have taped recordings of these stalwarts' heartfelt statements that you are a Shikshakuru, you are none different than our Srila Prabhupada. We take it that Srila Prabhupada is speaking to us through you, and many more heartfelt statements were made. The clear instructions Of Srila Sridharmaharaja's regard to gurus, godbrothers, disciples, worship, and proper Vaishnava etiquette were well received by the GBC, partially implemented, then ignored and later used as an excuse for the GBC's rejection of Sridharmaharaj, pertinent excerpts from the most comprehensive question and answer sessions of the GBC representatives, which Srila Sridharmaharaj are presented throughout. GBC appears to have used Srila Sridharmaharaj as a source of information, which they then picked over and chose what they liked, rejecting that which did not suit their desires. That this is the case is self-evident upon examination of the advices given by the subsequent decisions taken by the GBC. Once the GBC found that Srila Sridharmaharaja's advisory capacity was far, far higher and more Krishna conscious than they bargained for, that they would then have to expand the guruship, treat godbrothers equally, tone down their excessive puja, etc., etc., they started to vilify him in so many ways. Here after year, blasphemous statements and condemning invectives were shouted from the Vyasa-san and distributed as authoritative GBC papers, such as Vaishnav K and Purity is the Force, interspersed with few private half-hearted apologies, half-hearted in that absolutely no attempt was made to undo the negative impressions continuously hammered into the minds of the majority of ISKCON devotees. One well-known devotee, upon reading the GBC publication, Purity is the Force, quipped, "If this has anything to do with Krishna consciousness, I don't want anything to do with it." For 15 years, an atmosphere of negativity has been maintained within ISKCON towards Srila Sridharmaharaj and continues to this very day. So strong is this blasphemous propaganda that many adopt it without even knowing anything about the issues. Thus, it is not surprising that one ISKCON guru recently contended, "We, the GBC gurus, didn't do anything wrong. It is all Sridharmaraj's fault. All ISKCON's problems can be blamed on him." The disastrous effects of this kind of attitude are documented in Chapter 6 of Bharat, the Vaishnava's greatest enemy. The grievous Vaishnava Bharat has been institutionalized within ISKCON and blocks the advancement of so many who have painstakingly documented. Its effects are there, whether we like it or not, whether we recognize it or not, it is wreaking havoc in the devotional lives of so many devotees. Real devotees happily see their ongoing process, progress in Krishna consciousness, as proof that it is a real process. Bhakti, prasena bhava viraktir anyatra, Bhagavatam 11.2.42. This proof comes in the form of ever-increasing realizations on bhava, higher taste for serving our lordships, bhakti, detachment from material endeavors, virakti,
etc. Etc.
Someone has their microphone. Getting a feedback. Conversely, we also unfortunately find real proof of the validity of the process of Krishna consciousness in the practical demonstration of devotees being covered by ignorance, Maya Paritagyana, Bhagavad Gita 7.15, losing their taste for Krishna consciousness, the inverse of Param Drisva Nivartate, Bhagavad Gita 2.59, and being swallowed up by Maya Buddhi Nasat Pranashriti, Bhagavad Gita 2.63, slowly, as a result of not following strictly and properly, Bhogaisvarya Prashaktanam Tayat Prita Chaitasam, Bhagavad Gita 2.44, and rapidly as a result of offenses, Yadi Vaishnava Parad, Yute Hati Mata, Madhulila 19.156. We are trying our best to present the facts as they are. We have found heartfelt evidence amongst our dealings with many Vaishnavas that one's love for Vaishnava is usually increased as a result of association with yet another high Vaishnav. Raghunath Das Goswami, the Gaudiya Vaishnav Prayojanacharya, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, journeyed to Vrindavan, experiencing the greatest pain of separation. Yet he found Mahaprabhu wonderfully present in Rupa and Sanatan. Mahaprabhu is working through them. He is their literature. Is in their literature, in the literature of Rupa and Sanatan, in their deeds, in their movement, they are fully possessed by Mahaprabhu. In this way, he found inspiration, consolation. Siksha of advanced Vaishnava is a fundamental necessity of Krishna consciousness. Here also, we are not at all talking about ordinary personalities. The majority of devotees are unanimously in agreement as to the exalted position of Srila Prabhupada, yet cannot accommodate another exalted personality. We see this as lacking. Whether or not Srila Sridharmaya is a great exalted personality who loses instructions are invaluable, and no way at all reflects upon or minimizes the supremely exalted position of Srila Prabhupada. It is indeed an offense to try to compare them in this way. One should not be envious, considering one preacher to be very great and another to be very lowly. This is a material distinction and has no place on the platform of spiritual activities. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami therefore offers equal respect to all the preachers of the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are compared to the branches of the tree, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Leela 10.7 purport. We are speaking of adding love and affection to our lives, not taking any away. It must be the nature of real Vaishnava to be so accommodating. We beg the Vaishnava's mercy and that we may commit some offenses ourselves in writing this book. We have tried to avoid all traces of envious criticism and to just present the facts in a scholarly yet devotional way. We are proceeding with this book under the assumption that the truth, being self-effulgent, will be recognized for what it is when it is properly presented. In the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if we have undaunted faith, we shall achieve all perfection. Therefore, you should preach with fearlessness and with utmost energy the message of Rupa and Sanat and Raghunath under the guidance of the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. With a straw between our teeth, we humbly beg our readers to please give fair consideration to our presentation and contemplate the significance of the previous far-reaching effects of Vaishnava Parata Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Chapter 1. Then, let me see. Can someone read? My voice is coming out. It's finishing. Prajagopal, would you like to begin reading? Haribol.
Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, Maharaj. Our Affectionate Guardians, Chapter 1, A Transcendental Friendship. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Deva Goswami first met sometime in the year 1913 in Allahabad, India. In a conversation recorded in 1973 at Srila Sridhar Maharaj's Mutt at Navadvipa Dhamma, Srila Prabhupada recalls, "So we are very fortunate to hear His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaja. By age and by experience, in both ways, He is senior to me. I was fortunate to have his association since a very long time, perhaps in 1930. Our relationship is very intimate. To Srila Sridhar Maharaja, I think you remember the incident when you went to Allahabad. On that auspicious occasion, we were connected. There is a long story, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with Sridhar Maharaja for several years. Krishna and Prabhupada liked him to prepare me. Sridhar Maharaja lived in my house for many years. So naturally, we had very intimate talks and he was my good advisor. I took his advisor's instructions very seriously because from the very beginning, I know he is a pure Vaishnava and pure devotee and I wanted to associate with him and I tried to help him also. Our relationship is very intimate. Herein, we find the history of a transcendental relationship between these two pure devotees of the Lord, intimately associating and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam together for a concentrated period of 4 or 5 years, often for 5 to 7 hours daily. Srila Prabhupada considered that Krishna and Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, liked him to prepare me for his future expansive missionary activities in the Western world. Sat Swarupa Maharaja writes in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, here Abhay and Sridhar Maharaja and his followers could remain aloof from the warring factions of Gaudiya Math and together pursue their plans for spreading Krishna consciousness. Lilamrita, Volume 1, page 100. While remembering their intimate talks, specifically in regard to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Sridhar Maharaja recalls the depth and penetration of their discussions. Once while discussing the verse, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite, Bhagavad Gita 10:10, I give them the understanding by which they came. To Arakiya Rasa, paramour relationship. On this point, he agreed with me, saying, yes, at this point, there cannot be anything but the Parakiyas of Raja. Conclusion of Bhagavad Gita must come to this. Please look after them. In March of 1982, Srila Sridhar Maharaja said, when he, Srila Prabhupada, began his translation of the Bhagavad Gita, it was in consultation with me in a very deep way. Anyhow, he requested me many a time that please look after them. I am taking them this aside. You have got some responsibility to look after them. Recognizing Srila Sridhar Maharaja as a pure Vaishnava, a pure devotee, since the beginning of their relationship, Srila Prabhupada most highly valued his instructions and advice. He would often consult with him regarding the spiritual significance of his failing business and family relationships. Srila Sridhar Maharaja confirmed the profound significance of Srila Prabhupada's suspicion that Krishna's special mercy was especially being shown to him by taking away all his material possessions. As per the Srimad Bhagavatam, Grahanami, Lilamrita, Volume 1, page 88. An example of Srila Prabhupada's helping with Srila Sridhar Maharaja's preaching work is seen in his appreciation of Srila Sridhar Maharaja's exceptional brilliance for extracting the essence of the scriptures. Lilamrita, Volume 1, page 87. By helping to finance the publication of Srila Sridhar Maharaja's original Sanskrit Bengali work entitled Prapanna Jivanamrita, Life Nectar of the Surrender Souls, Lilamrita, Volume 1, page number 103. This book, as well as containing many original Sanskrit verses composed by Srila Sridhar Maharaja, is a compendium of supporting verses from various Vaishnava scriptures such as Srimad Bhagavatam and includes excerpts from the works of Srila Rupa Goswami. It is divided according to the six divisions of surrender. Often associating whether in Allahabad, Bombay, Calcutta or other parts of India, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaja's relationship continually developed. Srila Prabhupada continues to recall their meeting. In my householder life, I had opened an office in Bombay for our business. The Bombay Gaudiya Math was established by Sridhar Maharaj and myself. We made two parties for begging, collecting alms, Sridhar Maharaja, myself and Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaja. So I took them to my chemist friends and we collected about 500 rupees. Sridhar Maharaja would speak, I would introduce and Goswami Maharaja would canvas. Lilamrita, Volume 1, page 81. In the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Satsarupa Goswami writes, Abhay would often accompany Sridhar Maharaja and his assistants at preaching programs where he would play the mridanga. And when Sridhar Maharaja fell ill, Abhay led the other devotees on preaching engagements, performing kirtan, playing mridanga, and giving lectures on Bhagavatam. Lilamrita, Volume 1, page 100. Europe defeated by Asia.
Okay, thanks, you, Prabhu. We'll let someone else have a chance to read, and you know, our voice does become tired. Let's see, what do we have now? Next, Mati, would you like to read? Hare Krishna. Mati is there?
Krishna.
Next is Gaur. Oh, there you are. Would you like to read?
Yes,
Hi, yes, Mataji, can you? Yeah, I'd like to. Oh, you were reading.
Yes,
we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Europe defeated by Asia. While still in Bombay, Prabhupada and Sri Maharaj were receiving party for the Gaudiya Math Sannyasi on his return from Europe. All is made by his changed appearance, which was missing the Tridanta as a Gaudiya Sannyasi, the Siksha of the Vaishnava, as well as the traditional robes. They still eagerly inquired in regard to the preaching field in the West. The sannyasi remarked, "They ask questions that cannot be answered." Prabhupada inquired further as to the nature of those questions, and one after another, Sridhar Maharaj answered them all. At last, the sannyasi was left dumbfounded, and Prabhupada boldly declared, "Today, Europe has been defeated by Asia." Further information of Srila Prabhupada's implicit trust of Srila Sridhar Maharaj is found in his letter of 30th January 1970 to Satsarup Maharaj, the editor of Bhakti Godhead. Regarding Sridhar Swami article, I do not know what sort of article it is, but whatever it may be, the writer's name should be Swami B.R. Sridhara. Besides that, there is no need of giving any short introductory note at the present moment. Whoever sends an article of publication in our paper, and if we publish such article, it is to be understood that the version of such article is not different from ours. In other words, even without seeing Srila Sridhar Maharaj's article, it is understood that his article was philosophically sound and in agreement with Prabhupada's mood of presentation and philosophy. After the disappearance of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Gaudiya Math gradually diverged. With full knowledge of the events surrounding the disintegration of the Gaudiya Math, Srila Prabhupada told his disciple in the same 19th century conversation, "Our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Math, I wanted to organize another organization, making Sridhara Maharaj the head." Srila Sridhara Maharaj advised the leaders of the Gaudiya Sangha to confer the title Bhaktivedanta upon the then Abhay Charan. Lilamrita, Volume 1, page 103. Later, his sannyasa guru, Sripada Bhakti Prajnaya Kesava Maharaj, one of his senior most disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and the third sannyasi, disciple of Sridhar Maharaj, gave sannyasa to Abhay Charan, retaining the title Bhaktivedanta and conferring the sannyasi name Swami. What I came to say will remain. During the lifetime of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Sridhar Maharaj once composed a ten-stanza poem describing the ontological position of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in the line of reciprocal succession stemming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was so pleased with poems ontological depth and its happy style that he remarked to his sannyasa disciple Swami Goswami Maharaj, "Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. Now I am satisfied that after me, what I came to say that will stay, that will remain. I find in these slokas to Siddhanta, and in appreciation of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's writing." Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur informed the editor of the Gaudiya Math periodicals, "If you include articles written by Sridhar Maharaj, the quality of your publication will be greatly improved." Further confirming Sridhar Maharaj's profound erudition, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the title Shastra Nipuna, one who have very deep knowledge of the scriptures, to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Among other original compositions of Sridhar Maharaj are the 10 stanza Pranamani Mami Sadha Prabhupada Padam poem, glorifying Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was requested by our Srila Prabhupada to be sung regularly in all his temples, and the sublimely beautiful 72 stanza Prema Dhamma Deva Sutra, divinely representing full-fledged theistic conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessed Leela. It is about this report, it is about this offering that the late Nishkinkana Krishnadasa Babaji Maharaj said he found the presence of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, the very leader of our Sampradaya.
Okay, thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Maharaj.
And Gaur Chandra, what would you like to read? Gaur Chandra,
Senior Sannyasi God Brothers would often invite Srila Sridhar Maharaj to explain the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu. Sridhar Maharaj explains, I explained and they were satisfied. Prabhupada's discourses were very deep. The general public could not understand. It was deep philosophy, so I was requested to repeat his message by the elevated servants of our Guru Maharaj. I could repeat this at least to their satisfaction. Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol. Madhusudan Maharaj and others always of a very skeptical nature, not prepared to rely on anyone else. But they also spoke that when they listened to me, that it was as if they were hearing Prabhupada. So my type is very akin to that of my Guru Maharaja. By his grace, many persons have told us this. That is the ontological representation. The nature of my degree about spirit is about spirit things is that I always take above from the plane of that of knowledge, jnana. Bhakti transcends jnana, the sphere of knowledge. Never on this side, on the side of exploitation. Exploitation, renunciation, dedication. Renunciation is the negative side, and then the positive side, the land of dedication. It must be of that character. Lord Chaitanya's prophecy fulfilled. Additionally, when Srila Prabhupada returned to India in October of 1967, after his successful preaching initiative in America, he stayed with Srila Sridhar Maharaja in Navdeep and observed his Vyas Puja celebration. At that time, Prabhupada wrote a letter to Swarupa Maharaj saying, yesterday we have come to Navdeep Dham. This place is an establishment of one of my god brothers. It is a very nice and extensive place, and my god brother B.R. Sridhar Maharaj has spared one entire house for our stay. He has also agreed to cooperate with our society. We shall observe his birthday celebration, and the brahmacharis shall learn how to celebrate the spiritual master's birthday, October 26, 1967. Shortly afterwards, Srila Prabhupada asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj to be the head of his newly formed society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Sridhar Maharaj praised Srila Prabhupada's preaching in America, repeatedly using Prabhupada's phrase, Krishna Consciousness. Swamiji's work, he said, was the fulfillment of Lord Chaitanya's prophecy that Krishna consciousness would one day spread all over the world. He laughed and smiled and praised the Krishna consciousness movement with no trace of jealousy. Srila Prabhupada put his godbrother Bon Maharaj on July 7th, 1975. Shripad Sridhar Maharaja also appreciated my service. He said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, Prithvi te ache yate nagaradi grama sarvatra prachar haibe moranama, would remain a dream only, but he congratulated me that I have done practically. During the Vyas Puja celebration, Achyutananda Swami saw Prabhupada and Sridhar Maharaj fully absorbed in a deep discussion in Bengali. Upon inquiry as to what was the nature of their talk, Prabhupada replied, if I were to tell, you would faint. Sridhar Maharaj has very high realizations.
Okay, thank you, Prabhu. These are quotes from the Leelamrita. And Govindanandini, you don't like to speak. A very shy lady. And I would do it, Prabhu. You may not like to read non-ISKCON literature. Jonathan?
Politics.
All right. Jonathan, would you like to read?
I was thinking this is a science conference.
Yes, it is. But anyhow, Jonathan, would you like to read?
Yes, Maharaj. Live forever. That Srila Prabhupada regarded Sridhar Maharaj as his confidential friend and well-wisher throughout his life is clear in the following letter written by him. Concerned about his failing health, he had written Sridhar Maharaj asking whether he should continue living in the United States or return to India to live his last days in Vrindavan. After receiving Sridhar Maharaj's reply, he wrote, "What Sridhar Maharaj has directed, I take it on my head. He is my always well-wisher. After the departure of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta, it is appropriate that I should accept his direction. I got direction from him that I shall live in this country forever." A letter to Govinda Maharaj, January 29, 1969. The good advice of a friend is welcomed, even by someone as self-sufficient as Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sridhar Maharaj traveled and preached extensively all over India, personally accompanying Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for many years. Nearly 50 years ago, he established the Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math on the banks of the Ganges in Navadvip Dhamma. His Sanskrit and Bengali writings have been appreciated by both scholars and devotees for their originality, depth of realization, and happy poetic style. My Shiksha Guru. Throughout his life, Srila Prabhupada always maintained the highest respect and confidence in Sridhar Maharaj. He considered that sometimes, when it was not possible for his disciples to proceed directly under his guidance, that they should take direction from Sridhar Maharaj. On January 31, 1969, he wrote in a letter to one of his disciples, Rishikesh Das, "Because you are my disciple, and I think a sincere soul, it is my duty to refer you to someone who is competent to act as a Shiksha Guru. For spiritual advancement of life, we must go to someone who is actually practicing spiritual life, not to some head of a mundane institution, not to someone who has offended his spiritual master in so many ways. I do not wish to go into details here. So if you are actually serious to take instructions from a Shiksha Guru, I can refer you to the one who is the most highly competent of all my godbrothers. This is B.R. Sridhar Maharaj, whom I consider to be even my Shiksha Guru, so what to speak of the benefit that you can have by his association. So if you are serious about the advancement of your spiritual life, I would advise you to go to Sridhar Maharaj. It will be very good for your spiritual benefit, and I will feel that you are safe. When I was in India with the others, we lived with Sridhar Maharaj. You can also make arrangements for your other godbrothers to go there in the future." In March of 1981, it was related to Sridhar Maharaj that Achyutananda Das had written about him in his book, Autobiography of a Jewish Yogi. "He compares you to a great general when he met you, and he tells of the instructions how Srila Prabhupada told him that he regarded you as his Shiksha Guru, and that Achyutananda should come for your instructions. He was in some spiritual difficulty. So he describes the 9 months that he was living here and is hearing from you the many different subjects you should speak about. For all these years, we have wondered how Achyutananda Swami knows so many things. Everyone has always wondered, and now we can understand by your association where he learned so many things. His conclusion was that your instructions were non-different than our Prabhupada's instructions, but at the same time different. This is my understanding. This is the spiritual sweetness of variety. It's non-different, but at the same time, it's different. And I didn't know that it could be like that. Because as you said in your poem to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta about this world being filled with the cheaters and the cheated, so Srila Prabhupada was the only person that I ever met who did not cheat me until I met your divine grace also. Additionally, Hansa Das has revealed that Srila Prabhupada told him twice that he had learned everything I know from Srila Sridhar Maharaj."
Okay, thank you, Guru.
Thank you.
And then, Adumna Prabhu, would you like to read?
Sure, Maharaj.
Thank you.
We are happy, we are glad We are happy, we are glad, we are proud. Although it may be said that Prabhupada encouraged his godbrothers in general, no one anywhere can produce similar statements of endorsement. The fact is that Srila Prabhupada possessed the highest respect and appreciation for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Sridhar Maharaj is unparalleled in his understanding and admiration of Prabhupada, as evinced in the following eulogy. So Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. Thakur Avtirodh conceived, and Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur began to translate this conception into action. And we find that although Swami Maharaj in his last days, it has been fulfilled to such a great extent. We are happy, we are glad, we are proud. In response to this, Prabhupada, with great humility, his voice choked with emotion, tearfully replied, "So, by Guru and Vaishnava, whatever position I have got, it is Guru's mercy and the blessing of the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, how I may have? So I have that Sridhar Maharaj with blessings, as he was doing always. And may Guru Maharaj help me so I can do some service. By this grace, it has become successful. I have no credit. I do not know how things are happening because I am not at all qualified. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishthar Payacha Keva. Without serving an ideal Vaishnava, who can be delivered from the case of Maya?" And after the death of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Maharaj declared, "I consider him to be Saktivesha Avatar, and it is confirmed in his writings on a spiritual journey through the Atlantic, and how he landed there in America and the nature of his beginning the movement. His intense degree of dedication to Krishna and dependence, and how much he made himself empty of any desire other than the order of his Gurudeva. Quite empty that Krishna came down to help him. And it is corroborated that Krishna worked on his behalf. In his poem, Prayer to the Lotus Feet of Krishna, we find him pleading with Krishna, 'My dear brother, your good fortune will come to you only when Srimati Radharani comes pleased with you.' Seeing his Gurudeva, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Radharani's vision and his order as her divine service, he humbly submitted that he did not feel himself worthy or fit to discharge the divine service. So he enlisted Krishna in the service of his Guru. He had completely dedicated himself to the purpose. He was so earnest in faith in Krishna that he missed discharge the duty that he has been given by his Guru Maharaja. That divine force power came down to help him. Otherwise, it is impossible. It is a thing of the ordinary will that any will do. But the highest thing has been taken down to the lowest position so extensively. It cannot be the divine power embodied and in a great intensity and magnitude. So Saktivesha Avatara, I cannot but take him to be so." With such appreciation, there should be a little doubt why Srila Prabhupada had implicit faith in Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He had even heard directly from Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati of the exceptional qualifications of Sridhar Maharaj. In the last known recording meeting in 1977, just prior to Prabhupada's leaving this immortal world, we found him imploring Srila Sridhar Maharaj to take up residence at his temple in Sridham, Mayapur.
Please stay with me. Thank you, Prabhu. And then put a short time, Prabhu. Would you like to read?
Dandavat Maharaj.
What?
Please stay with me. Excerpt of 1977 room conversation in Navadvip. Sri Prabhupada, I do not know for how long I will be able to carry it. So I came to see Sridhar Maharaj. If you all go away, then the world will become dark. Sridhar Maharaj to Prabhupada, "It is so wonderful that the will of the Lord manifests to someone. Sridhar Prabhupada, I want very much, Maharaj, that you come and stay at Mayapur, because Prabhupada always desired that you preach. He told me quite a few times, why don't you pull him out?" And they both laugh. "You know, I also tried to some extent before, but somehow or other it did not work out. Now, why don't you come and stay at Mayapur? Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told me also, Sridhar Maharaj is one of the finest preachers. I want to take you everywhere. At least at the place where we have in Mayapur, people are coming from all over the world. If you just agree, then whatever kind of building you want, I will arrange it for you. They are trying to build a house for me. So both of us will stay there. And whatever you want, and wherever you want, you can come here to your mat. Srila Maharaj, yes, as long as I am alive to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. Srila Prabhupada, this is my earnest desire. Since you could not go around the world and preach, at least stay there and people will come to you. I shall make that arrangement. If you stay, then it will be helpful to me also. Sometimes I need to consult with someone and there is no one. There is no one that I can consult. I feel this deficiency very greatly. Devotee, if he stays in Mayapur, then all kinds of people will get to hear from him. Srila Prabhupada, yes, that's right. Srila Maharaj, yes, people from all kinds of cultural backgrounds will come there. Srila Prabhupada, yes, and they are already coming. And in that house, I will make arrangements for an elevator so that you won't have to go through the difficulty of walking up and down the stairs. You won't even have to move a step yourself. I will make arrangements for a car and a lift. My disciples are telling me that they will build a house for me. So both of us will stay in that house. Most of the time, I am traveling around. So if you are there, then they can get some guidance. So Maharaj, please give me the order and I will make the arrangements for you. That planetarium, the temple of understanding, also will be built under your direction. My idea is to combine the Indian culture and the American money, the lame man and blind man policy. I tell them also that this will be very beneficial for the world. He can't be converted. In a talk on 8 October 1981, Sridhar Maharaj remarked, some faith, yes, he had some faith in me. I can't deny that. In his last days, he expressed that two quarters side by side will be built here, and you will live in one and I will in the next. Birds of the same feather flock together. Common interest has drawn us near. Our common attraction has brought us near, closer. Here, in their final meeting, Srila Prabhupada prophetically refers to his imminent disappearance and reveals that in this connection that he has come to see Srila Sridhar Maharaj. In friendly jesting, they discuss Sridhar Maharaj's traditions regarding Lord's preaching work of himself. Sridhar Maharaj has remarked, I do not want to become a big person. That is not my nature. I did not want to move around with many people. I am just satisfied with whatever I have. My spiritual thinking is my life. The conclusions of the scriptures, the advices of the Mahajans, to relish them and practice them and to discuss them in a small confidential circle, that is the main goal of my life. Prabhupada testifies to his having personally heard Shakti Siddhanta Thakur mark the high qualifications of Sridhar Maharaj, whom he first chose to go to the West. Many of the mission stalwarts recommended Sridhar Maharaj to preach. He is the fittest man to preach in the West. In this regard, Sridhar Maharaj once remarked, my Guru Maharaj wanted me to go to the West for preaching, but I don't consider myself a fit person to preach in the West because, you see, I can't follow your intonation. So laughing, I must listen clearly, then I shall tell. So in this way, I told that if you order, I must go. But I don't think that I am fit to preach in the West. Anyhow, it was stopped, and Gosai Maharaj was sent to the West. I am of reserved type of reserved mood. I am a man of more thinking and less speaking. When Sridhar Maharaj had been selected, one of his godbrothers came to him and revealed the reason why Bhakti Siddhanta Sridhar Thakur had chosen him to preach in the West. This guru explained, do you know why Prabhupada wanted you to be sent to the West? He said, because he can't be converted. You have checked such an ambitious chance. If you went to the West, a big name you could have acquired easily as a preacher, but you left it so easily. I simply told, yes, Maharaj, please bless me that no other ambition may enter into my heart but to become a servant of Mahaprabhu. I pray for such a benediction from you. I have no ambition for a big name, only that Mahaprabhu may capture the whole of my heart. In this way, I pray for your blessings. Bhakti Rakshaka. and just 24 hours before his departure from mortal world.
Haribol, thank you, Prabhu. I'm sorry, I had my mic muted. Then, Sushin, would you like to read? Thanos. You know where we are? Sushen Prabhu? What happened?
Okay. And just 24 hours before his departure from this mortal world. Switch off. And just 24 hours before his departure from this mortal world, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called for his beloved disciple Sridhar Maharaj and asked him to sing the song of Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. The lotus feet of Rupa Manjari are my treasure, Sridhar Maharaj recalls. So I did hesitatingly. My nature is always hesitating, pushing back. Then Kunj Babu asked me to stop. I was not a good singer, so as soon as he suggested, I stopped. Then Kunj Babu asked Puri Maharaj of Kalna, you sing. So he began. Then Srila Prabhupada was a little disturbed. I don't like to hear the sweet tune of the song, he said. Then he stopped singing and I had to begin again with Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Sei Moro Sampada, he wanted me to sing that song. That is the fulfillment of life of every one of us, to be Rupanuga followers of Sri Rupa. Senior Godbrothers who witnessed this exchange, notably Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, had described it as a mystic transmission in which Sridhar Maharaj was given admittance into the eternal atroge of Sri Rupa Manjari. Srila Sridhar Maharaj's humble vision, however, is that he was posted as the gatekeeper, the guardian of devotion, Bhakti Rakshak, to protect the storehouse of conclusive truths about the full-fledged theistic conception of Sri Krishna as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Senior Godbrothers were of the opinion that when linked to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's nectarian Krishna Katha, it was as if they were listening to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Regularly, they requested Srila Sridhar Maharaj to explain Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lectures, further expressing his appreciation of Srila Maharaj's high realization in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says, I want to take you everywhere, at least to the place we have in Mayapur. People are coming from all over the world. Why don't you stay here? Six times during this conversation, Srila Prabhupada implores Srila Sridhar Maharaj to please come and stay with him in Mayapur. Sometimes it is wondered why Sridhar Maharaj apparently did not take up Prabhupada's offer. Sridhar Maharaj explains, I said, of course, I shall try to help you. Sometimes I shall go and stay there with you. But I really did not think at the time that I shall survive. Live longer than him. Temple of Understanding. Although Srila Prabhupada refers to that planetary.
Thank you. We can stop here, Prabhu.
Okay.
We can stop here. No, thank you, Prabhu. All right. So here we have some idea of the history. History of and afterward also. Huh? What's that? Somebody have a question? And so we'll end here. And next time we can continue. This gives a good story, history. of their relationship, not only from one side, but from also from the Lilamrita we find. This is
Maharaj,
mentioned
I
by
want to ask a question.
What's that?
Yes. Maharaj, you know that Pramam Sadhara Prabhupada Padam, the song that Srila Prabhupada wanted to sing in all Asian temples? One sentence song. That song Maharaj we sing, Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam.
Yes, yes.
So that song Prabhupada wanted to be sung in all the temples in ISKCON Maharaj.
Yes. He told us that we could sing that.
Yes, Maharaj, it is like in the time of Prabhupada they ever did that Maharaj?
I remember hearing it sometime, not as a regular. Not one of the regular bhajans we did, no. It was not regularly done. But heard once and sometimes we heard that. All right.
Maharaj, I think this song...
What's that?
Maharaj, this song, Maharaj, in almost all Gaudiya Mutts, they sing, Maharaj, all the Gaudiya Mutts. And they are,
yes,
you know, what you can say, so happy.
They do sing that. Yes. Many don't know that it was written by Sridhar Maharaj. That is the fact. All right, my Dandavat to all. Everyone can say Hare Krishna to one another.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, Dandavat. Maharaj, I would like to tell us, Kanchan Chaudhary Prabhu, Professor Kanchan Chaudhary Prabhu joined us today.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam Maharaj.
Dandavat Sripad. Kanchan Chaudhary. Oh, Dandavat Professor. Professor Chaudhary. You are from Kharagpur, huh? Kharagpur. IIT from Kharagpur, right?
Yes.
And a good friend.
I'm from...
And a good friend of ours, Chaitanya. Good friend of Chaitanya Saraswati. Now, presently, you are in Canada, I heard.
No, I'm in Germany. In Germany.
Oh, you are in Germany?
Yeah.
Oh. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah, I'm Christian.
Very nice. I'm very happy to hear from you. Sushant Prabhu told me so many things, nice things about you. I hope you can participate in our activities of scientific preaching of Krishna consciousness. I appreciate your help. All right. My Dandavat, Dandavat Pranam to all. Everyone can say Hare Krishna if they like.
Yeah,
Hare Krishna. Jai Sripad Bhakti Madhav Puri Maharaj ki jai. Dandavat Maharaj.
Hare ki jai. Thank you.
Jai Shri Siddhar Maharaj ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.